Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Telesales 2.0 and B2B Sales Podcast. This is Marianne Vanilla. And, you know, I wanted to get something out before the weekend because, you know, I hear so much from all these different companies that have all these platforms for social selling and, you know, marketing technology and sales technology. And I know somebody at a conference I was at not long ago, they said, hey, what do you think that sales reps really use for social selling? And I, you know, the thing that I thought, I work with a lot of enterprise teams and really they've got to get to the basics first. So it's not buying more software that's the fix. It's learning how to use what you have and then figuring out if it even makes sense to buy more technology. You know, for example, how many sales teams actually research their prospects on LinkedIn and look at their Twitter feeds or try to find as much out as possible about their prospects before they step into a meeting? I mean, that's something that I see grossly lacking in today's selling environment. You know, I had somebody that reached out to me a while back to help me with my podcast. And so I thought, you know, sure, let's have a conversation. So we get on the phone and they start asking me all this stuff that clearly demonstrated that they did zero research on me. I have a podcast. I have it posted in a number of different places. And I just thought, wow, you really blew a good opportunity here because I did respond to their cold email and they had plenty of time to research me. And then we get on the call and it's basically depending on me to educate them about things that they could have done with 15 minutes worth of research on their part. So I really don't respond to calls like that because as an executive, I don't have time. It's not my job to educate you on stuff that's in the public domain that you can learn about my business. And all executives feel that way. So if you call into a prospect and you don't have the basics down, I mean, you're just going in there so handicapped. So is adding another platform the right thing to do if you're not using just basics like LinkedIn? You know, there's platforms like LinkedIn and InsideView, and there's some really great tools out there that solve a huge number of issues. You know, Seamless AI, Seamless.ai, that's another great platform. So there's stuff out there that you can use that really gives you a ton of advantage. So it's not like you have to have this big stack of marketing technology to be able to engage with prospects. You know, another example is as I see these platforms like InsideView have really developed their platform over the years. It was funny. I sponsored the very first Sales 2.0 conference. And that was probably like 2006 or something like that. And InsideView was there. And I think that they're one of the only companies besides us that is still around. And they've really done a great job of being relevant and getting in front of the right people and making their platform very adaptable to sales reps and what sales reps need today. So it's become richer and richer. I really like it. And there's a number of things that you can do with it. And that's really what you want to do is have this centralized place where you can get information about prospects. Another tool that I really like is Squiro. It's Squiro. And you can get that in the AppExchange. And that's like a visual BI tool that you can use within Salesforce that is really cool because you can look inside of your account records or in your contact records and you can get some pretty deep dive intel on what's going on with companies. And it gives you a reason to stay engaged with them and gives you a heads up when there's changes there. So now that's the real key thing is it's creating a mindset. So it's not adding more platforms. I've seen some organizations, they've got, you know, 3-4 platforms and they're not using them. They're not even using stuff that's free, let alone stuff that their company's paying $20,000 a year for. So, yeah, that I think that's where leaders need to stop and say, hey, okay, what are we doing here? And does everybody really know how to prep for this? Do they know how to utilize these tools? Do they know how to interpret this information? And then how to put that to work? Because I do think that in the kind of speed that everybody's in right now, that a lot of things get tossed to the side in this effort to get meetings. People aren't researching the people that they have meetings with, or in an effort to close more business, they're neglecting these little signals from prospects that tells them that they want to engage, or that there is something that they can go deeper here. So, you know, that's the real important element that I see is very, very lacking, is how to train your organization to leverage, number one, what you already have, two, how to prep for meetings, what level of prep is required for meetings before you go in there, and then you can see what's missing. Then you can see where's the other things that we can use that gives us an additional advantage. So once you get all that down, then you make a good decision. So, you know, I've recommended InsideView for years as a great platform to use, especially for enterprise teams in the B2B space. Seamless AI, great tool. Take a look at that. You know, there's a lot of different CRMs out there. We've been Salesforce partners forever, so we know that really, really well. But you got to use something so that you can get the system to think for you, so that when you're managing this large base of accounts, you're not depending on memory or, you know, alerts or notes or something that is really pretty antiquated to manage relationships. So, you know, that's what I wanted to bring up today. I know a lot of organizations are, you know, planning their Q1 kickoffs and everything, and that's a really important thing to address. I know when I work with teams, I mean, that's, you know, really getting in there and kind of rolling up your sleeves and saying, what's going on in this organization so that you're being really effective with what you have? Because surprisingly, many sales teams have enough in place that they can really maximize their productivity and not have to buy more software. And then when they do buy more software, it's the right thing based on actual real gaps they have and not just a bunch of process failures. So I wanted to invite everybody to follow me on Twitter, and I'm going to have some guest speakers on next week. So I'll look forward to sharing that with you. I'll look forward to your comments here, and you can find me on LinkedIn or you can find me on Twitter. So have an excellent weekend, everybody. Thank you.